trip to the border. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. President Biden visiting the border Sunday. It's his first official trip there during his presidency. Fox's Ryan Schmelz has the details from Washington, D.C.
After calls from Republicans and Democrats to go to the border as thousands of migrants a day attempt to cross, President Joe Biden will stop in El Paso. The president says he will assess border enforcement operations and meet with local leaders to find out what they need. El Paso recently declared a state of emergency in preparation for the immigration policy Title 42 ending. The president also recently rolled out new border policy measures that includes an extension of the Trump-era public health restriction.
Meanwhile, the surge of migrants arriving in the Florida Keys from Cuba prompting the state's Republican Governor Ron DeSantis to send out the National Guard. Fox's Charles Watson reports.
The state says it will use air assets, including planes and helicopters from the Florida National Guard, and increase marine patrols to try to help intercept and ensure the safety of migrants who are attempting to reach the Sunshine State. In his announcement, Governor DeSantis didn't mince any words as he blasted President Biden and his quote-unquote lawless immigration policies.
Democrats and immigration activists criticizing DeSantis for previously relocating a plane of migrants from his state to Martha's Vineyard. California Republican Kevin McCarthy winning the House Speaker position after 15 rounds of voting. Texas Republican Congressman Lance Gooden praises the outcome while speaking with Fox's Griff Jenkins on Fox News Live Saturday.
I think everyone finally got on the same page, whether they voted present or for Kevin McCarthy. But at the end of the night, what was best actually came through and happened. I'm so pleased.
The House is expected to vote on rules packages Monday. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A New York State judge scolding former President Trump's legal team who is representing him in a fraud case. Fox's Roger Stern has details.
The lawyers were seeking dismissal of a $250 million lawsuit brought by New York Attorney General Letitia James, who says the Trump Organization misled banks about the value of certain properties. State Judge Arthur Engoron denied their motion and said the Trump attorneys should have known better than to recycle frivolous, meritless arguments. The judge was talking about claims that the lawsuit is part of a politically motivated witch hunt, even using the famous Yogi Berra quote, "It's deja vu all over again." The judge had threatened to punish the lawyers, but later said he had made his point.
A neighbor's pit bull mauls a 7-year-old girl to death in Louisiana. Fox's Chris DeMeo has the report.
Police say Sadie Davila was playing outside her home when the dog came onto the property and viciously attacked her. A family member tried to ward off the dog by hitting it with a cane, but the animal couldn't be stopped. She was taken to a hospital with severe bites and damage to her skull. Davila later died. The dog was euthanized. Its owner telling police he wasn't home during the attack and lets the dog roam around the neighborhood regularly unrestrained.
The Jaguars and the Chiefs winning big on Saturday.
The Jags won 7 of their last 8 games for their first division crown in 5 years. Jacksonville topped the Tennessee Titans 20-16. Tennessee lost its 7th consecutive contest. Josh Allen returned a fumble 37 yards for a fourth quarter TD for Jacksonville. Kansas City knocked off the Las Vegas Raiders 31-13. The victory gave the Chiefs a first round bye in next week's playoffs. KC tied a franchise mark with its 14th victory of the campaign. The Chiefs have won 10 of 11.
That's Fox's Bob Mortali. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes setting the NFL record for total yards in a season. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.